On today's episode, we are live from Florida. I am visiting my family in Naples, Florida, and Megan is going to be doing other beachy stuff. So this is episode 170 of Simplifying the Magic. Hey everybody, welcome to Simplifying the Magic. My name's Megan and I'm here with Jess, but I'm not actually here with Jess. This week's episode is going to be a little bit different. Even though it's usually Disney or the other theme parks that are bringing us down to Florida, this week we each have separate vacations planned elsewhere in the state. So Jess and Timothy are going down to Naples to visit Jess's parents, and shortly after, me and my family are going down to 30A on the panhandle of Florida for an extended family vacation. So we thought it would be fun to bring you along and share a little bit about our experiences. Let's start off with Jess.
Good morning from Tweed Airport in New Haven. We are heading on a plane to Fort Myers, and we are going to meet my dad. He's going to pick us up, and we're going to start our little vacation. Good afternoon. It is about 1:30 on Monday afternoon. We had a very easy, quick flight down. We actually left early and arrived early, so it was nice. My dad picked us up at the airport. And then we drove to Naples from Fort Myers. They are in kind of a complex. Not a complex, I don't know how to describe it. They have a bunch of them around here. It has a golf course and lots of housing and stuff. And they have a really beautiful pool. So we are currently hanging out at the pool. We didn't actually even go to the condo yet. We had some lunch at the restaurant that's here. And we're just swimming and kind of hanging out. And yeah. A beautiful day. I think we're going to go to Marco Island tonight, so that'll be fun. Good evening from Marco Island. It is about 7:25. We just finished dinner at Quinn's, which is on the beach at the JW Marriott here on Marco Island, and we are about to see the fire dancer once the sun starts to set. Dinner was great. It's a little expensive, but it's beautiful. This hotel is just simply stunning. There are a ton of kids. You could almost think you're at Disney with how many kids there are, but it is really beautiful. Good afternoon. It is about 4:30 on Tuesday. We got up early this morning and got out of my parents' condo 8:15. Unfortunately, right after we got here yesterday evening, there was a water main break in the area of Naples that my parents are in. So we've had to boil water to drink. Well, they have bottled water, but to make coffee and do anything like that and brush teeth with. Hopefully that's going to be fixed soon. But it didn't really ruin our fun. We actually went to an airboat tour in the Everglades City area. And we did a 50-minute extended tour. We got to see a bunch of alligators, and it was really beautiful this morning out there. And then they have kind of an area that has some other animals, and then they do a alligator show where they give you lots of facts about alligators and stuff, and then you get to hold an alligator. They had a 2-pound alligator and a 15-pound alligator. We held the baby one because he was just cute, and my mom held the big one, so that was really fun. And then we went to Culver's for lunch because hungry, and tonight we are going to I'll tell that in a minute, but like a bigger dinner, so we didn't really want to eat a ton. So we just had like a sandwich, and Timothy got some frozen custard from there. And then he was exhausted and just kind of chilled for the afternoon. And my mom and I went to the pool that's closer to their condo for a little bit. And then we just came back and got cleaned up, and we're going to head over to the main clubhouse here, in the complex that my parents are in. They have this like thing on Tuesdays called Tremendous Tuesdays, where they do this massive buffet of all sorts of different things. They have like a pizza station and a pasta station and seafood and like carving and salads and all sorts of stuff, and an ice cream bar, and Timothy's gonna be in heaven, so that will be fun. And they also do dancing and music and stuff, so it should be a fun night. It is absolutely beautiful here again. And then, yeah, that's going to kind of do it for the day, but I will follow up later. It is about 8:40 on Wednesday. Last night was super fun. We had a really nice dinner. They had, you know, all this awesome food. They had a pasta station and a pizza station, and they had like a carving station and ice cream sundae bar and all the things, and it was great. We had a really nice time. The music was good. The guy that was singing was really fabulous. Nice part is it was very, very close to the condo, so we got home relatively early and still got a good night's sleep. Today, I think our plan is to possibly go to the pool this morning, and then go to the U.S. Open for pickleball this afternoon before we go out to dinner. So that will be an experience, I am sure of it. Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock. We are at the U.S. Open for the pickleball tournament. We have been here since like 11:30. It's kind of amazing. There's like food trucks and beer tents and a beer garden and 70 courts where there's just constant pickleball happening all day long. One of my mom's friend's sons is playing. He is now in the gold tournament and they are currently winning, so we'll see what happens. But it's been a really fun day. After this, we're going to head down to downtown Naples and have dinner, but it's been a really fun afternoon so far. All right, I'm just gonna wrap up this trip. So after we went to Tommy Bahama on Wednesday night, we went to the pool on Thursday, basically all day. They had like a larger pool, and we had lunch there, and then we went back and got cleaned up and had dinner at this really cool place called the Old Naples Pub. The outdoor space was absolutely beautiful, especially when it got darker out, the lights all came on. Our waiter was fabulous. It's one of the oldest restaurants in Naples, and we had the best time. And then on Friday, we left. Unfortunately, we had a little mess up-ish with our flight. Not really a mess up so much as they didn't assign us seats like they normally do if you don't pay for seats. And then by the time I checked in, which was exactly at check-in time, they only had seats that were not next to each other available to purchase. And so that has never, ever, 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 ever happened to me on Avelo. So unfortunately, it was a little stressful, but we were able to finally get seats next to each other. We were in the very last row of the plane, but that's totally fine as long as we could sit next to each other. And then we were home. So it was a relatively smooth flight, a little bumpy at the end, but not too bad. And we really had a lovely time. It was just absolutely perfect weather. And yeah, and now we're home.
All right, we made it. It is 6:16 a.m. on Sunday, and as you can hear, I think, by the waves crashing next to me, we got to Florida. We left yesterday at about 1 p.m. in the afternoon. We had to stay a little later through the day than we anticipated because the kids had some soccer games that we didn't want them to miss. So they played soccer and then we piled in the car and started the drive. We didn't really know if we would go straight through or if we would stop for the night. We thought we would just play it by ear, but we drove straight through. So it's about a 16-hour drive. It took us maybe 17 or so because we stopped for dinner and we stopped at Buc-ee's, of course, because you have to if you pass one. And we stopped then again for breakfast because it was so early. We didn't want to get to the house and, have everybody. Well, everybody was sleeping. So my parents got here yesterday, as well as my sister, her husband, and her kids. So we dropped off our stuff and then we walked down to the beach so that we didn't wake up the whole entire house. But so we are on a stretch of beach in Florida on the panhandle that's kind of referred to as like 30A. So 30A is the highway that runs, and then there's all these little beach towns lined up. So some of the really known ones are like Rosemary Beach, Alice Beach, Seaside. I think we're technically in Seacrest, and we've been here for 5 minutes, so I don't have a total feel for it, but so far it's just a ton of really cute little beach houses and smaller condominiums that are along the beach or in little neighborhoods across the street. And then here we are on like a beautiful white sand beach. It's not a super deep beach from where, at least where we are, but I think it goes miles and miles in both directions. So the kids are just kind of splashing their feet in the water. We don't know if we're supposed to go to bed or start the day or what we're supposed to do, but it feels good to be out of the car and to be here. And we're looking forward to a really nice and relaxing week with family. All right, so it is 5:30 in the evening on Monday, and after a good night's sleep, I actually feel like a human. I'm not sure I can recommend driving through the night. That really took its toll on me. We were super eager to get here, so you know, we just felt like, hey, we can do it. We'll trade off every couple hours and power through, but it definitely, I was not much of a not much for company yesterday. I was really, really tired, but I slept and feel just fantastic. So I have a little bit more of a lay of the land and have a feeling of what's going on. So yesterday, as I mentioned, we got here crazy, crazy early, woke up everybody else, and then just kind of enjoyed the day. It was a little bit cool and kind of rainy yesterday, which I guess maybe lended itself well to our attitudes and the fact that we had to unpack and just sort of rest. But now today and the rest of the week just looks absolutely gorgeous. So the bad weather's out of the way. But basically what we have is a house that we rented through VRBO, and there are 11 of us here. So it's the five of my family. It's my sister, her husband, and their two little kids, and then my parents. And this morning I went for a run along 30A, which as I mentioned is like the highway that runs along the coast here. And I went a few towns over just to get a feel. And I would say primarily it is beach houses. There are a few, you know, smaller complexes of what I'm assuming are condos. There's a few hotels, but everything feels much more neighborhood-ish than it does like giant complexes. So we didn't even really entertain going to a hotel. We knew, being that there was 11 of us, that an Airbnb would be the best bet. But You know, I'm always like torn with that decision because as nice as it is to have the kitchen and have the space, like today we had to run to Walmart to get toilet paper and we have to, you know, make all the beds and wash the towels, you know. So there is an element of that that is like being at home. So that's definitely the beauty of a hotel. I would be intrigued to see what the hotel offerings are down here. To be honest, I really didn't look at it, but I did go past one in a town called Watercolor today, called Watercolor Inn, and I've heard a little bit about the Pearl in Rosemary Beach, so I'll have to do a little research when we get back and see what the hotel options are. But regardless, it is a really, really cool area. This morning I did get out and I went, I don't know, I maybe ran like 2 miles away from us and got to an area called Seaside, which is a popular spot. We'll probably go there at some point this week for dinner. There's like this big main grassy area with tons of tables, and there's shops and stuff all around the courtyard and a bunch of food trucks that I think are permanently there that you can just like grab something to eat and hang out. So I think that'll be a ton of fun. Also, the beach is, for us, we're about a block away from the beach. So there's all these like beach access points along the way. It's super easy. Like even though it's this highway, traffic stops, there's traffic signals. So we just pop across the street and then are welcome to go to the beach. We saw dolphins yesterday. I think there was like 6 or 7 dolphins that were, you know, swimming all over the place. Another really cool feature of the beaches over here is that we're close to a Air Force base, which I think is more closer to like Gulf Shores, Alabama. So all throughout the day we've heard and seen the fighter jets, similar if you've ever seen like the Thunderbirds. It's like, I don't know what type of plane, but they're flying overhead, so they create a lot of noise because they're just so fast. So that's pretty cool. And the sand is just incredible. It's like pure white and doesn't get hot. Someone told me that the sand is actually like quartz or something, so I need to research that a little bit too. But it's definitely a special spot that I would you know, highly recommend. There's tons of restaurants and shops and things to do. I think tonight we're gonna walk over to a Mexican restaurant for dinner and check that out. But we're off to a great start, so we're happy to be in Florida and happy to be in this cute little community, learning a little bit about what 30A and all these little communities have to offer. I will check back in maybe after our dinner and when we have a little bit more knowledge about what's in the area. Good morning on Tuesday from the beach. So we just came down here. We're going to start our day at the beach and just sort of hang out. It's another beautiful day. So yesterday we spent most of the day at the pool at our house and then did come down here on the beach in the afternoon. This stretch of beach all along 38 is kind of interesting because there's portions of it that are public and portions of it that are private. So there's kind of some weird signage and rules and stuff. When I was reading about it before coming down, I was getting nervous that it was going to be complicated, but it's very clear. So there's lots of beach access points along the way. So we're lucky that one of them is just, you know, steps from our house. So we access the beach through the access point, and then we just have to walk a few feet over to where it's public and there's not like chairs that are, you know, that belong to like the condos along the way and set up. So we brought a little umbrella and like a beach mat, and my sister has some chairs, so you know, everything fits in a little wagon if you want to. And today, it's funny, each day at the beach is a little bit different. The first day was cloudy and the waves were pretty rough, and then yesterday it was just still. I mean, like no wind, nothing. And now today it's kind of in between, so it's sort of fun that you get that mix. I'm not sure if it's day by day or like the time of day, but I'm hoping we'll see the dolphins again today since it's a little bit of a wavier day. I think maybe yesterday they didn't like how still it was. Another really cool thing that we've seen is that down towards Alabama, there is an Air Force base. So there's like fighter jets that go by all the time. So that's kind of cool. We're always big fans of seeing that at home, like when the air show comes and seeing like the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels. So it's like a little bit of added entertainment down in this stretch of Florida. You know, I mentioned a little bit on my last recording about the differences between getting a hotel versus a house through Airbnb, and
we're running into a little bit of an issue with the pool at our house. So I looked to reach out to the property manager, and I called, and they don't open till like 10 a.m., which, I don't know, seems we all thought was a bit cushy for office hours, but we woke up and our pool is real green, so we think it needs to come and get treated. And you know, those are just sort of the nuances that you have to deal with when you're renting a house. So like, yeah, we have all this space and a kitchen and things like that, but now, you know, we can't really go in the pool until we get a hold of somebody to come and fix it. So again, just things to consider before you just rush and always do Airbnbs for things. But it's no problem because, again, I mean, the point is to be on the beach, and hopefully we'll get it fixed today, and we thought it might be fun to actually swim in the evening. But so what did we do for dinner last night, Owen? Do you remember?
We went out to the Mexican restaurant.
Did we have to drive there, or where was it?
It was like super close, so we just walked there.
Yeah. And what was it called? Mi Casita?
Yeah, it was Mi Casita.
Yeah, it was pretty good. You ordered, it was a crazy fast. We ordered at a counter, but then they came and brought it to the table. It reminded me of the Mexico Pavilion and like Coco, because it was all decorated with all those cute little skeletons. Yeah, so that was fun. And then afterwards, right across the street, there was an ice cream shop. And Owen, what flavor did you get again?
I got the Midnight Caramel River. It's like a dark chocolate with caramel in it.
It looks super good. Then Levi got a blue one, and of course, and Jay's got like cookies and cream. I was too full from the Mexican to have ice cream, so maybe tonight. But yeah, our vacation's off to a really great start. We're enjoying being here on the beach, and we will check in later, hopefully by the pool with it nice and crystal clear. Fingers crossed. Good morning from another beautiful day on 30A. We had good news when we got back from the beach yesterday. Our pool was crystal clear and fixed, so I need to retract my previous statement. I called the management company. They, as soon as they opened, they said they would get right on it, and I would say within the hour, the pool was treated, clear, and swimmable. So very, very nice. So we really spent the rest of the day just doing that, and we made dinner at the house, so really didn't go out anywhere. But we did come down to the beach for sunset, which was really nice. It was a really beautiful sunset, and that's always a nice treat. And now we're up kind of bright and early, and we're all trekking down to the beach to see what it's like in the morning, if the tide's different. But it's another beautiful sunny day, so we'll see what we have in store for it. So it's 4:15, and we just drove a few miles up the road to, I think we're in Watersound, and we're at a place called the Big Chill. I guess it used to be the Hub, called the Hub, and it's basically like a whole bunch of little restaurants and a big eating area in the center. So tons of like picnic tables. There's a stage, and I think they play movies at night. There's like grass so the kids can run around. It's super casual, lots of different things to choose from. There's a taco place, a burger place, there's a bar, there's a barbecue place. So I think we'll all find something to eat here, and the kids can kind of roam around and we can relax. So it looks really cool. I'm glad we chose it here. Good evening. It is 7:30 on Wednesday, and this will be the last recording I do from my trip because we want to be able to publish this tomorrow, but we are here through Saturday, so we still have a few more days. But I'm glad I have a little more to share about the different towns given our experience tonight. So as I mentioned before, we went to Water Sound Color. Oh my gosh, I need to really figure all these out. And we went to that place to eat, which was fun. And then we were really close to Alice Beach and Rosemary Beach, which are other towns that I've heard about. So I was like, well, we're already down this way. Let's just drive to take a look. So again, you're still on that 30A, like, slow highway stretch, but when we got to Alice Beach, they must have some sort of a building code where everything has to be white, and they had really like Grecian, like Mediterranean almost looking architecture. Really, really very, very different in contrast from like the side of the area that we're on. And then we kept going, and all of a sudden got to this like arched trees all over, and it looked like we were in a European village, and that was Rosemary Beach. So that was super different than how I imagined it. It really did feel very European. My parents have been to Savannah, Georgia before, and they got a vibe of that, you know, lots of like paved roads and cute little buildings. It was also very fancy there. Everybody was very much more dressed up than we were, and nicer restaurants. So a little bit bougier than our typical beach vacation destination. But it was really cool to see how each town has such a different personality. So on our way back, we stopped and got some ice cream at a place that's just around the corner from our house. And everybody is now full on ice cream and ready to call it a night. But we still have two more days of beach fun, and we'll probably just keep doing more of the same. So I would definitely recommend this area. It is a lot of fun. One thing to probably keep in mind, because it is on the northern bit of Florida, is that it is maybe going to be cooler than other spots in Florida. The days are beautiful, but you know, like right now, we're all kind of ready to put our sweatshirts on when we get back to the house. So it does cool off a little bit, but yeah, a really beautiful spot. So thanks for following along. All right, well, let's end this episode circling back over to Disney and getting you caught up on some news. I'm going to have Jess start us off by letting you know about the changes coming to the DAS system.
All right, we also have a little news. They are making some changes to the DAS program at Disney World, which is the Disability Access Service. They are adding some more cast members that are specialized in their training to help guests identify and better understand the recommended tools and options based on their needs. They are going to be available virtual video chats pre-arrival. It sounds like they're probably not going to be doing it on site anymore, so it's going to be in advance from now on. They're also teaming with Inspire Health Alliance's health professionals to help cast members determine eligibility for appropriate accommodations and make sure that these accommodations are only going to be used for those that they are intended for. As I'm sure we're all aware, there are definitely people that abuse the DAS system, and I think they're trying to crack down on that. Whether or not this is the best way to go about it, we will really have to wait and see. It's going to be very interesting as this all takes place. Sounds like it's going to be more for developmental disabilities like autism or similar going forward. It's very vague, and I'm not really sure exactly what it's going to look like. So we're going to dive into this more as we get more information, I think. But so they're actually going to be extending the enrollment for eligible guests from 60 days to 120 days, and adjusting the party size to no more than four, except for immediate family members. And these updates are going to take effect on May 20th at Walt Disney World and June 18th at Disneyland. So we will be sure to keep you posted.
Other news we have is that Epcot Food and Wine Festival dates have been announced. So for 2024, the festival is going to start August 29th and go through November 23rd. So this has a lot of Disney fans puzzled, because it leaves quite a large gap of time in between when Flower and Garden ends and Wine and Dine begins, which normally doesn't happen. Usually there's just like a week in there. So we're all a little curious if something else is going to fit in. But regardless, we know that Wine and Dine is going to begin at the end of August. So this is going to be a festival like we love, with tons of global marketplaces offering great food offerings. There's also going to be wonderful new merchandise. There's going to be the Eat to the Beat concert series, scavenger hunts, and more. And this will be unique because the Communicore Hall is going to be open June 10th. So this will be the first festival, unless they announce something in the summer, the first festival that we'll be able to utilize that new space. So Disney says to hang on and more details will come, but we'll look forward to hearing all about that. Otherwise, the only other news we really have is that there are some new character outfits revealed for Disney Lookout K at Lighthouse Point. So this is that new destination that Disney Cruise Line is going to be visiting in addition to Castaway K. Castaway Key, sorry. So they're excited to reveal new character looks for Donald, Daisy, Goofy, Pluto, and Chip and Dale for guests' visits to Disney's Lookout Cay at Lighthouse Point. Acclaimed Bohemian fashion designer Theodore Eilert created these adorable looks, which showcase the vibrant spirit of the beloved Bohemian tradition, Junkanoo. And I'm looking at the picture of them right now. They are super cute, like really, really colorful, fun geometric shapes, and a lot of fun. So I think that's going to be really cute. And it kind of does seem to go off some of the renderings that we've seen of what this island's going to look like. So yeah, it's getting close. I'm excited to see how that kicks off. And that really does it for news. I guess we'll leave you with a tip. And the tip is that even if the two beaches that Jess and I experienced this week aren't super convenient to tie into a Disney trip, consider maybe sometime in the future. We don't always advocate that that's the best to do with your first Disney vacation, because Disney alone can be kind of overwhelming. But if you are a pro and you've been there a ton, why not tag a few extra days and drive over to Cocoa Beach or Clearwater or whatever and experience some of the other great things that Florida has to offer. So thank you so much for following along with our live little trip reports. And if you would like help booking your next vacation, Jess and I would absolutely love to help. Please don't hesitate to reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram, or email us at simplifyingthemagic@gmail.com. We would love to help you and chat and everything else. So take the trip, because there's a great big beautiful tomorrow and your next vacation is just a dream away. See you next week. Bye.